This is Disneyland Weekly.
Hello and welcome to this breaking news update from Disneyland Weekly. I'm Tague Bushman.
And I'm Teresa Urban. Just after we posted our latest episode, news broke about the indefinite hold on the plans for the new Disney Hotel on the western side of downtown Disney.
We didn't want to wait on getting this big news out until next week's episode because by then it would be a week old. So we're bringing it to you here.
In addition to the hotel news, just today, details were released for the D23 Expo and we wanted to pass that along to you as well.
Well, let's get right into it.
Just yesterday, the Orange County Register reported that the new upscale hotel will be put on hold indefinitely by Disney. The new hotel was to include 700 rooms, 17,000 square feet dining and retail spaces, and new parking structure consisting of 2,194 spaces. So, what happened?
Well, back in 2016, the Anaheim City Council approved a new hotel development, which included a 70% rebate on hotel room taxes for the next 20 years. When Disney changed the proposal to relocate parts of the new complex, they had to resubmit the plans to the council.
The council is not the same people who were in charge back in 2016 and are much more strict with Disney. For proof of that, just go back to the Eastern Gateway project that was abandoned in the last year.
The city of Anaheim stated that the change in the site plan would make the hotel ineligible for the tax credits. Once Disney heard that, they responded the project would be put on indefinite hold. It's not known whether the city of Anaheim will revisit this issue. So, again, we're down that path.
Yeah.
Before, it was the Eastern Gateway project, but then, I guess what made that not as terrible in my mind is the fact that they immediately announced that they're going to build this whole new thing on the western side of the property.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, we didn't get the Eastern Gateway project, but we get something similar. Mm-hmm. It's just a different location. Mm-hmm. This is totally scuttling this whole thing.
Well, and to me, honestly, for me, I liked this new hotel idea way much more than I liked the Eastern Gateway project. I just didn't see how that was going to tie in really well and kind of have a smooth transition for the parks. It just seemed a little, I don't know, kind of clunky to me. Anyways, so I kind of cheered a little bit, to be honest, when we heard that the Eastern Gateway project was going to be scrapped. And this, I was really sad to hear this news because I was really looking forward to this. So I just really hope, and I feel like this is probably something, you know, that happens a lot with city planning type things with big corporations and big companies that maybe we don't always hear about. But since it's Disney, we're, you know, paying attention to every single move that everybody makes surrounding this project. So hopefully they will be able to hash out the details and get the show back on the road.
I hope so too. I don't know. My first reaction when I heard about this was disappointment again with Disney, because we all know, and actually some of you guys watching live while we're recording this are saying that one of the things that you are upset about with this whole project is the fact that this is, this is a very high-end hotel, so it's not going to be affordable for most people. And so, you know, Disney's making tons of money. I think they're acting like a five-year-old, like, oh, you're not going in with what we want, so I'm going to take my little hotel and go home. Like,
but the city's kind of doing the same way, too. You're not building it where we want it to, so we're taking away your benefits.
But the thing is
they're that both, neither parties, I think, are acting very...
But see, I fall on the side of the council in this, because the city council has been switching to less favorable views of things like Disney and hotels and companies, because and this is true, if you've only been to Anaheim to the resort district, you don't notice how bad Anaheim is. If you drive a few blocks in either direction outside of the resort area, it's terrible. The roads are bad. There's a lot of need in that community to do stuff. Well, instead of giving Disney this break on this hotel room tax, whatever, right? They need to take that money that they're giving them a break on and spend it in the community so it can make everything better. And I think that Disney needs to be a better member of the community and just build your thing. You have enough money to do it. Pay the resort tax. I mean, they've gotten out of resort. We've talked about this on the podcast before. They've gotten out of ticket fees and taxes. They've gotten out of hotel room tax fees. They just need to pay their fair share so the community as a whole could be a lot better.
Well, and depending on how they're doing this, a 70% rebate on hotel room taxes, that's usually coming out of the consumer's pocket, not necessarily Disney's pocket. So
right.
Are they passing, was the plan to pass that savings along to their guests, or were they just going to pocket the money?
No, so the way that it works is you would book a room here, mm-hmm. and then they would pay it to Disney or whatever, or I'm sorry, they would, you know, you would pay it to Disney. Disney would have that as a line item as a tax. They would pay it to Anaheim, and Anaheim would refund 70% of it to them.
Okay.
So I just don't like that. Like, can't they use that 70% to like do other things and make the non-resort area good for the people? Because mm-hmm. if I lived there, I'd be pretty mad that Disney's doing this, and I just feel like they're being a bad neighbor. And I feel like they already have such bad ill will because they've had deals with, you know, there's cast members living in their cars, they're not paying a livable wage, et cetera, et cetera. And now you've got just being, you know, it's like, oh, well, we're not going to get that anymore. Well, we're just going to not do it. And it's like, you're going to make so much money on this that it's not even going to matter to you. Like, just build it and get over it. Like, you know what I mean? I think the council would be much happier to approve things they want to do. And I think the community in general would be much happier with them to approve different things and kind of be on their side if they were good to the community. And I just feel like if it's in their bubble, they're good, but not outside of that.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. But the other thing, too, that I feel is since this deal was in place and the only thing that has really changed, as far as I know, is just the location of the hotel, why would they then not honor the original deal?
Right.
It's not like it's a different project. It's not like, you know, and it's not something that they were offering exclusively to Disney. It was offered to other companies as well, and those deals are being upheld too. So yeah. I feel like there's got to be some sort of like meet halfway point here. I mean, I don't think it's fair of Disney to just completely pull out, and I really don't think it's fair for the council to just say, oh yeah, since you just moved locations, you got to reapply and redo everything. And sure. Oh, by the way, it's not going to be the same terms. So there's got to be some sort of happy medium.
Well, there's another part of this too. How do you feel? So one of the things that a lot of people talked about was in Downtown Disney, there was a brand new Starbucks that opened within the last year or two. Mm-hmm. And in that, they were one of those places that was told they have to close. So they've got told to close. It's been sitting vacant since the end of June. Now this project's not going on. Yeah. So now it's like you've already gotten rid of all of these people. So what are you going to do? It's just going to sit there and be vacant now? No. Like, are they going to try to pull more people in? But then what happens if it goes back on again? Then they kick them out again?
I feel like it's like this. I feel like it's like buying a house. It's offers, counteroffers, you know, all that kind of stuff. I think the first offer was, yes, you can build your hotel, but you're not going to get your 70% rebate like we told you would. So the counteroffer is, well, then fine, we're not going to do it. So they're waiting to see what this, they're putting the ball back in the city's court to see what the city comes back with. I don't think that this project is just completely scrapped and we won't see it, because you're right, they've already basically almost broke ground for this project. They've got everybody cleared out. They've, you know, they can't just leave all of that vacant and empty.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, it was just some big news this week, and I was surprised because literally what happened is last night I was in bed. I hadn't looked at Twitter almost all day. I was sitting in bed. I was going through my Twitter. I had a link right before this, and we'll post this in the show notes for this breaking news update, but there was a link to Anaheim's environmental impact report that like showed like updated graphics of what the hotel was going to look like, because they did upgrade it. Cool. And they showed elevation, so you got to see from each side what it was going to kind of look like from ground level. And they talked about specifics, which we hadn't really heard of before.
Right.
And I was really excited. And then literally like two posts above that, they put it on hold indefinitely. I turned to James. I said, what? James, do you see what they did with this? This is so crazy. So yeah. Well, I guess, you know, keep listening to us here at Disneyland Weekly. We'll continue to follow this story and talk about it. Also, you know, on next week's episode, in case somebody doesn't download this, we will also talk about it again there. But something else was announced.
In other breaking news, the D23 Expo details have just been announced. Usually we would also leave this for the next regular episodes, but since the tickets go on sale on August 23rd, we wanted to give as much advance notice as possible.
Well, there are some changes this year on who can get discounts on the tickets. You now have to be a D23 Gold member to get the special pricing. So what is the pricing?
General admission without a D23 Gold membership is $89 for the one-day pass and $249 for the three-day pass. Child tickets are $69 for a day and $185 for the three-day pass. But if you are a D23 Gold member and purchase your tickets before November 20th, the one-day pass is $67 and the three-day pass is $177. Child tickets are $49 for the one-day and then $145 for the three-day.
Also announced with the tickets were some exclusive D23 merchandise that includes a t-shirt, lanyard, pin, and tote.
Yes. You know how much I love merchandise.
I know. And if you want to get in on the VIP treatment, a limited number of VIP Sorcerer's ticket, limit 2 per member, will be available for $2,500.
Which I thought was so funny.
I thought it was so funny that they were like, oh, limit 2. Like, who out there has a budget to spend more than $5,000 on some tickets?
The same type of people that have their own private Disneyland memorabilia collections. That's who.
Okay, fair. So
the people buying the original stretching room portraits.
Oh,
that's who.
Yeah, but that's not that many people. That's not that many people.
But they're there. They exist. Who else? What are the other people that would have that kind of money to spend on specific Disneyland? Why can't I think? Club 33.
Those
people.
That's true. So if you want to get tickets early, tickets go on sale on August 23rd, and you can get them at d23expo.com. We'll also have a link in the show notes for this episode. So there's a lot going on here. They announced a bunch of stuff that I didn't put in the script there that we can talk about. Like, they announced, just like in the past, they're going to have a bunch of celebrity appearances and panels and presentations and sneak peeks and immersive experiences. And then the massive show floor will have exhibits and shopping and photo opportunities from all across Disney and its partners, which I'm really excited for as well. In 2017, which was the last D23 Expo, just to give you an idea, there were celebrity appearances from Oprah Winfrey, Reese Witherspoon, Whoopi Goldberg, Jordan Fisher, Robert Downey Jr., Mark Hamill, Kristen Bell, Chris Hemsworth, Mandy Moore, and the stars of Disney's Descendants. So the executives are also there because they usually do presentations or announcements. The most famous one was the 2015 announcement, which is where they announced Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. So there's going to be a lot of that stuff. There's going to be the Disney Legends Awards ceremony as part of this that will give awards to people that have made contributions to the Disney legacy. So last year, they honored Mark Hamill, Oprah Winfrey, Whoopi Goldberg, and Carrie Fisher for that. And then also there's going to be the awesome exhibit that is awesome every single year, that is the from the Disney archives. So a lot of the stuff that we missed by those people who bought the stretching room portraits and all that, that's what the Disney archives bring. They bring a lot of that stuff that's still owned by Disney. And then, of course, there's a couple other things that are kind of interesting. So for D23 2019, the Mousecarade costume contest is back. So people can dress up as their favorite Disney characters and kind of do a costume contest. And then are you on this page, I hope?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to read the next part at the bottom because that is what I'm sure you were the most excited about.
So I was really excited about. So each year they have a D23 Expo design challenge. And they just announced what the theme is this year. Drum roll, please. It is one of Tag and I's most favorite attractions, as I'm sure it's a lot of your favorite attractions.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
The Haunted Mansion is this year's theme. How awesome and exciting is that going to be? So fans are encouraged to create, you know, different art pieces that are kind of based around the Haunted Mansion. And 23 pieces of finalist artwork will be on display throughout the expo weekend at the gallery on the show floor. And the winning artists will be chosen prior to the expo, and they're going to receive a cash prize of $2,300. How awesome is that?
That sounds really awesome.
I can't wait to see. Okay, so just think about how many people are going to be entering in artwork, and we get to see the top 23. They're going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be super awesome.
Maybe, oh no, it's not pirates. I was going to say, maybe there'd be a plundering pirate.
A plundering pirate that was buried in the graveyard? A
toilet bowl toilet bowl, hat box ghost, toilet. I don't know.
You know, it doesn't work. Silliness doesn't work as well. You try to force it.
No.
So, so as many of you know, we will be at the D23 Expo. So this is important to note as well. If you are buying tickets to the D23 Expo, Therese and I will be there all 3 days. And so we will be there.
We're so excited.
We will be posting on Instagram and on Twitter and Facebook where we are at various times. So if people want
we may or may not be flooding Instagram and Facebook and everything with all of our awesome pictures. Well,
you might,
though,
because you might be like...
I will be.
Oh, okay. I think so we might not.
I'm warning everyone.
Oh, okay. So if anybody gets tickets and wants to meet us there, we'll be there that time.
Well, we're definitely going to... Obviously, we are, you know, just over a year away from when this is going to be happening. Tag and I haven't really like officially discussed this, but we're also going to be in the parks during that time. We're going to be spending a lot of time out there. So I'm sure that we're going to have some sort of meet and greet type opportunity for anybody that's in the area too, whether that's, we might have like a patron specific one and then just kind of a general one too, because we would love to meet you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. Teresa got to meet a few people out when she went with Vern. And so
much fun.
The four of us will be there. It'll be Teresa and me and James and Vern. So the people who bring
everybody.
You Disneyland Weekly. Yep. And so basically it's just one of those things where, you know, we won't even just limit it probably to the Expo or Disneyland. We might be able to meet up with people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, because you can go up outside the Anaheim Convention Center and you need tickets to go in. But like they have a big area there where you can meet people.
Oh, cool.
And that's actually where I've seen a lot of the pictures of the costumed people from before.
Sure.
Have you seen some of the D23 costumes that have happened?
You know, I feel like that's a rabbit hole that I would really just get stuck in.
Well, thanks for listening to this Disneyland Weekly news update. Again, there will be a normal episode next week. Hopefully, you've listened to this week's episode already. And we will be back next week with more Disneyland news and information.
So until then, go out and enjoy the park and the last few days of Pixar Fest.
Ladies and gentlemen, Disneyland has now ended its normal operating day. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the Magic Kingdom and that you'll be back with us again soon.